Australia's suicide rate could go up by 40% in the next 10 years if underlying risk factors like debt, loneliness and unstable relationships aren't addressed. That's the finding from a KPMG report commissioned by Suicide Prevention Australia. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is at the launch of that report. He spoke a short time ago about a young man he met at a friend's wedding who later took his own life.
There's no telltale signs. There's nothing. A beautiful young boy there with a beautiful family. He was 17. More than half of all Australian adults personally know someone who has died by suicide and can tell a story like this.
As more Australians die by suicide, advocacy groups want to challenge the idea that it's just a health issue. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
We had no idea that, as we explained to the children, that Daddy had an illness in his brain.
Felicity Urquhart is well known around the country as a performer and ABC radio presenter. But in recent months, she's taken on another, much more personal role, speaking out for suicide prevention. Her husband of 10 years, Glenn Hanna, took his own life in May.
You start unpacking everything. You start to look for signs or cracks and think, oh, that time, was that him trying to cover up for how he was feeling?
Suicide is a leading cause of death in Australians aged between 15 and 44. Glenn Hanna was 45 years old, and like many others, he hadn't spoken about a struggle with mental health or sought any treatment.
More than half the people who die by suicide don't actually touch the mental health sector.
Nevis Murray is the Chief Executive Officer of Suicide Prevention Australia. Her organisation commissioned the Turning Points report from KPMG, which looked into stresses beyond mental health issues that can play a role in suicide.
We're seeing things like drug and alcohol abuse, job insecurity as a risk factor, housing stress, relationship breakdown.
The latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that 3,128 people died by suicide in 2017.
What we've seen is an increase in suicide rates over the whole decade.
KPMG Health and Human Services Director Andrew Dempster.
We now have suicide rates around 12.5 per 100,000, which equates to 6 males and 2 females every day of the year. What we have also done is looked at if we continued on at the highest point that we've had, a rate of 14.8 suicide deaths per 100,000, we would actually have an increase to 4,430 people in 10 years' time.
Despite the figures, Nevis Murray says mental health services in Australia are world class. But she says the challenge of the next 10 years is to try and address the financial and relationship stresses that can contribute to suicide.
It's not simply having a strong mental health system that will help to reduce suicide in Australia. What we do need to do, though, is look beyond the health system to support people who may be at risk.
That's Nevis Murray from Suicide Prevention Australia. Bridget Fitzgerald with that report. If this story has brought up any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.